I'm Carlo Di Clemente. I am currently a professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. If you think about dually diagnosed and you try to think about, well, how do the stages work for them? I think there's a couple of key points that you should look at. One is to realize that these are not, we talk about them as co-occurring, as though they existed side by side, but they don't exist side by side. They're like two concentric circles that are overlapping. And so you need to understand that each affects the other and affects not only the course and the problems that are caused by that, but also affect the change. So addictions would affect the change process for somebody who's trying to change, say, be adherent for medication for a serious mental illness. And serious mental illness affects the change process for people who are addicted or smoking and trying to quit smoking. So these interact, and you have to look at them. That's why we're talking about integrated dual diagnosis treatment, is we need to integrate the treatment because the problems are integrated. So that's the first thing. And realize that they are both kind of problems that require people to use some measure of self-regulation skills. So you need to support these people in terms of helping them achieve the tasks of the stages. The research that I've done so far doesn't say that they don't go through and use stages. So the seriously mentally ill look like other drug abusers when they're trying to change their drug use. But they have compromised executive cognitive functioning. They have compromised affect regulation. So you need to help them. You need to support them. We need to give more structure and support when we're trying to get them to do the tasks of each of the stages of change.